It took helicopters and flares to break up a huge protest of angry Afghans who heard U.S. staff burned copies of the Quran at the biggest military base there.
The Pentagon and the White House have expressed regret and have apologized for the situation. They're looking into it and what is clearly another big misstep for the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Joining us to talk more about it, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., how did those Qurans and other religious material end up being burned?
There is a detention facility at Bagram Air Base called Parwan. There, insurgents are held. Inside the facility, obviously, they are provided Qurans and other religious materials in keeping with their cultural needs and interests. On some of the pages of some of that religious material and Qurans, notes were being written. And authorities were concerned that some of that material that was being written was material that had to do with breakouts. It had to do with attacks. It had to do with security concerns. So that material was removed from the prison, from the detention facility. The problem came in after it was removed when it came to the disposal process. It was not supposed to be burned, but that's what happened.
This isn't the first time this has happened, JJ. Why does it keep happening?
Time passes, people change, people move on, new people come in, and things like this often fall through the cracks. There is a situation here where there was a lapse in judgment on the part of someone or some people who may not have known the rules, who may not have been aware of the cultural sensitivities. But one of the big issues that's out there today is, why doesn't the U.S. military make this a major policy issue effort for the military to understand this moving forward?
In our final 30 seconds, will there be blowback because of this?
There is already blowback today. There's talk of attacks. There's also, this was a flashpoint outside of the base today that the helicopters had to be called in. It's one of those unfortunate situations that could come back to haunt the military again and again, as the Taliban and other insurgent organizations are going to claim, say, see, we told you about these people. And this is just one of those developing moments that could lead to something very regrettable down the road.
WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. Thank you, J.J.
Welcome.